Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We welcome questions. Call in any topic. We're going to cover health issues and some further information on A4M. I'll be actually, in a few weeks, I'll be getting the full A4M slide set. And I'm going to do a number of video broadcasts on just specific slides, not trying to overwhelm you with the advanced science, but literally instruct you that there is a level of knowledge now that we can literally conquer aging. My technology, which I presented, which basically explained the control mechanism for the plasma form of minerals, regulating the genes with the ionic atomic resonance of each mineral controlled by genes. The genes and the chromosomes actually have what's called telomeric or ionic resonant DNA that actually sets up a frequency that's broadcast from the telomere to the ion channels of the cell membrane. I call it MEM-BRAIN because the smart part of the cell is actually the microprocessor of the cell membrane. It processes using a mathematical technique called nonlinear stochastic parallel processing, fuzzy logic, basically harmonic resonance circuits. And the same mathematics which I'm actually working on and presented this at the Academy is the identical mathematics for a special new circuit I developed called the Neurotron, which is the first and only circuit in history that actually will give true artificial intelligence. Everything else is just simulation like Watson. It's all BS. And I have skill sets. I understand the quantum physics of the biological systems. So I've developed the LSEMF, the technology called morphogenetic field therapy. And if you contact me on a consult, I get one of these machines very cheaply. You require a consult, and I give the specific frequencies for the minerals to correct your specific problem. We are working hard to try to see if we can get more and more technology to link up to our morphogenetic field therapy. I will be on Darren Starwin from Accutron that can use it for infrared light lasers and microcurrent and acupuncture for the Vibrasonic, which is a machine developed in South Korea. You can plug in a 3.5 audio jack from your cell phone or iPad with a specific harmonic resonant ionic currents to stimulate the ingress into the cells and tissues, specific minerals to heal the tissue and repair it. If you're a look at what's called a field ion telomeric resonance scan, which I've developed a theory behind how to build one, which is Linus Pauling's field ion scanner, and I will get the patents in 2018 to build this technology, which will be the first technology that Bones on the Starship Enterprise in the 25th century will use in deep space to explore new places in the galaxy and the cosmos. We have Sean. Wonderful. Sean, thanks for coming on the program.
Not a problem. How are you doing?
Wonderful. We had a great conference last week. It was a little overwhelming. Sometimes there are 5 and 6 lectures being given at the same time, so I paid for all the slide sets and audio files of all the different scientists teaching. What I presented was called The Song of DNA. I actually presented I presented a good chunk of this 36 years ago to a panel of biophysicists, Dr. Rollins, and 36 to 40 scientists and PhDs and triple board specialists, etc.
Oh.
What people should understand is that if you have things that repair the cellular function, you have to know what a cell and living thing is first. What I tell people, and this is a primary thing on the show, and I've discovered this over and over again, and it's my greatest stress is that people won't ask better questions. I don't want them to believe anything I say. I want them to validate it after they ask a good question. Because you can only own something in terms of owning knowledge or wisdom and then taking action on it if you ask the question yourself. I don't want people to be worshippers. Say, yeah, he's so smart, I just want to believe what he says. With no science behind it. This is not a scientific medical cult. It's based on facts. For example, what we're talking about, Sean, the amazing technologies that we have, people need to understand things like harmonic radiation. California just came out with the latest research on how cell phones can fry your testicles, don't keep it in your pocket, how it can lower sperm count, how it can cause the side of your head on the side to have dominant increases in tumors in the insula and the middle ear, the eighth cranial nerve, example, if you're using a cell phone without one of those little ear tubes. People need to understand that harmonic radiation is literally sending a false signal to your telomeres at the end of your chromosome to regulate and screw up your presence of minerals that will actually turn on and off every gene. Every gene in your cells is turned on by harmonic resonant frequency that uncouples proteins on the DNA to make messenger RNA, exosomes, and microRNAs that actually will tell the tissues what to be. So, for example, if you have a heart attack, your tissues in the partly damaged part of the heart will develop microRNAs and exosomes. And if you actually give someone an exosome infusion, they get no damage to their heart, or if it's a heart exosome, or the brain if they have a brain exosome. So what people need to understand, the telomeres are talking. So when we look at electropollution, people need to start taking it a hell of a lot more seriously. I want to see, you remember that British program, Doctor Who?
Love Dr. Sam.
Yeah, and what he does is he travels in the old-style British telephone booth. Remember that story?
Yep.
He travels all over the universe. He goes through wormholes. He travels everywhere in an old telephone booth. Now, this is brilliant because people understand we need to have fiber optics and telephone booths. There's nothing more disturbing than people simulating a form of having a psychotic fugue or a breakdown because they're schizophrenic. Talking to someone else that's dysfunction, another continent or another city, about private things that they, at the peak of their voice, to make sure the other person can hear them. It's really disturbing if you could literally make a thermal photograph of the size of their head where they had their cell phone for the last 5 minutes. Their blood-brain barrier has been broken down and stays that way for hours or days. It's disturbing to see if they could get a field ion scan, which I'm developing the technologies 5 or 10 years from now, and realize they're screwing up their DNA. They're telling their DNA, little DNA in your brain, turn into multicentric gastroglioma. Turn into calcified arteries in the heart because you got it on your chest. Turn into a blocked artery in your leg because the cell phone's hanging in your pocket. Turn into no sperm count and disturbed testicles so you're not going to make male hormone anymore. Let's talk about the clothing and the other things you have to protect people.
I mean, once we get past that clothing, we're looking more around the lines of wall and home shielding, where we do have options for your entire home or your entire room. Rather than protecting yourself, you're protecting your area. So this is done usually with wall shields, most of which are fabrics, or paint.
Exactly. Tell us about it. What's that?
The fabric that we mostly use for wall shielding is called nickel-copper ripstop. It's a great put-together here. It's extremely thin, durable, and non-corroding. So if someone ever gets the chance to make a low EMF home from the ground up, we've had people put this on the inside of their drywall to put that permanent shielding in there that no one will ever see. Which I think is absolutely amazing, a perfect way to do this. And not only that, you're adding value to your home now to protect it from all that EMF.
Now, the average person has no idea that 90% of the pollution, even the power lines generated, is being dumped back into the ground. And it can come into your home, not just your power lines, but your water surface. Isn't that weird? You're pouring a glass of water in the sink, and you're getting electro pollution. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, not only the electro pollution, you can actually get actual current on your water pipes, which is very dangerous.
Tell us more about what other technologies you have. Again, we measure, most people don't realize that the sun is acting differently. We're having a much higher production in the last 23 years of ultraviolet, UV, B, C, and D. Now I'm going to explain ultraviolet light. A will tan you, that's why you go to tanning beds with A light. B will burn you, B. C will give you cancer, and D is so powerful it'll go through the side of a building. People don't know that, do they? Because when you get beyond ultraviolet light, you get into terahertz and then microwaves. It's nasty. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
When you get to microwaves, you get into cosmic rays. Yeah, and they don't understand. If you're getting Wi-Fi networks, cell phones, wind towers, electrotoxins all over the place. Now, I think I remember the state of Nevada is talking about being able to put towers everywhere. And what they did in many states, like in Florida, they put it on the steeples of churches where it's nice and high. They put it on the top of school buildings, which fries the brains of little kids. Bad move. Back in a moment. Welcome back. So, son, I have a twisted mind, as people probably know. That's probably why they're afraid to call me, because there's two things that people are afraid of. Number one, they're afraid to ask good questions. And I challenge people out there, and I did this on the weekend after I did my talk on Saturday to hundreds of doctors. They surrounded me for 3 hours firing questions, and I'm not afraid of questions. In fact, I run toward questions like a Celtic warrior painted in blue, 6'6", with my 7-foot-long blue steel claymore sword swinging and vibrating and singing in the glistening light of battle. Okay? So I love the interaction of, damn it, ask me a tough question. And I want to slay people that don't want to ask good questions. I want to slay them with just the truth. Not to harm them, but to make them think. So I presented a whole lot of stuff about the quantum physics of biological systems. We are frying ourselves. If the frog is in the beaker, the thing that's boiling us is electromagnetic pollution, isn't it?
That it is.
We should have a little bit of a stand-up comedy. Imagine if you walked out on the stage, and instead of the meter squealing when someone on the stage brought, like I saw Dennis Miller and Bill O'Reilly talking, and Dennis Miller's a crack-up. I mean, the guy is a genius, but he always knows how to do metaphors about reality, about how screwed up the real nature of existing is. Now, think of it this way. Let's say I walk into an airport. And everybody and their dog's got the damn cell phone out looking. They're staring at it 6 inches from their face. Or they got the damn thing on the side of their head. What if I walked up to them and I had a meter and it wouldn't just go squeal? And you say, this is bad. You're burning your head. What if it said, your brain is on fire?
That's not a bad plan.
In other words, why don't we have a little audio track that when the sound reaches a certain level, it actually has an audio that comes up with a little kind of MP3 that says, nice frying you today. Good day to fry. What do you think? It's going to fly, right?
Man, that would definitely sell.
Yeah, I think people would use it as kind of a gag. Hey, bring the cell phone by your head. And then they'd bring the meter over there, and the meter would scream, your brain's on fire, where's the extinguisher? And they don't take me seriously. You know what? Don't take me seriously at your risk, fools. And that's why people say, Dr. Deagle, you're scary. You chew up your guests and spit out the bones. You overtalk your people. You go and pontificate. I do it for 3 reasons. Number one, the guest is off track, or they're going to say something stupid to harm the public. They're saying something that is directly challenging, and they think that they know more than me, and that's pretty freaking unlikely. Okay? It's pretty freaking unlikely. I don't care if it's medicine, science, astrophysics, quantum mechanics, string theory, international finances, geopolitics, above government technology. I don't know everything, but the things I talk about, I'm the kahuna. And I'm scared out of my freaking mind about what's going on with electro pollution. the human race. And I'm going to say this, you know, remember they say in all these science shows 20, 30 years ago, everybody's walking around in spandex. Remember that song from Donald Fagen? He talks about the future and everybody's going to get spandex. Remember that? It was one of the lines in the song.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be ELF, less EMF spandex. It's not just regular damn spandex. It's got spandex with copper in it. So you're not frying your DNA when you're walking around the domed city because now the oxygen levels drop so low. You go outside, your frontal lobe shut down because there's only 12% or 11% oxygen. You know when you get under 11%, 12%? Bye-bye, frontal lobes. Hello, reptilian brain and your brainstem. Let's just be animals today. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. In the last 20 years, our oxygen has dropped from 20 to 19%. And do you really think, like when I take my gigahertz solution, when I first showed it, I had the guys here in 2011 come up from the San Diego Gas and Electric. Now, what people should always know, and I'm an old fart now, but I'm a persnickety old fart, and I have a backbone made of titanium alloy. So they had all these big, high-powered, you know, technicians come up and everything. We want to change your meter. I said, no, you're not going to do that. Well, how about you're delaying it, right? I said, you must have missed that class in grade 2 or 3 where you learned the word never. You didn't learn that word, did you? And then I brought my gigahertz solutions, which I got from you guys years ago, because I talked to Emil. And I pointed the damn thing at, number one, the neighbor down the road, and you can see the thing go, screaming, over 2,000 microwatts of radiation per square meter. Well, we only dump the radiation out and do a reading on your house twice or three times a day. I said, BS. That meter, and I pointed to my meter, which is on the wall 10 feet from my studio desk on the outside of the garage where I built my studio. That sucker is going off every 7 to 11 seconds. No, we don't buy that. I said, okay, how about I turn the freaking thing on? And I pointed at it. And their eyeballs got so big, I thought they were going to pop out of their head. It's like when I went out through LAX a few years ago. LAX. And I said, I'm not going to go through that terahertz scanner. I said, do you guys have dosimetry cards on? What do you mean? Well, you know what radiologists and x-ray techs, they wear a little dosimetry card. If the thing goes black, you realize you're getting fried. Do you have a dosimetry card? Well, no, we don't have that. What are you talking about? And I said, oh, did anybody here get cataracts or skin cancer or other kinds of, like, breast cancer? Anybody have those kind of problems? Oh, yeah, a lot of these girls doing that. I said, oh, really? I said, these damn things are on all day. Do you really think they're not leaking like hell when you're standing by them? And they said, okay, doctor. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I don't mind. I'm a little chunky. You can pat me down. I said, Dr. Deagle, you can just walk through. We're not going to metal scan you. We're not going to pat you down. Please leave the area. So you can see a bit of character. And I was, and of course, I don't need a PA system. When I talk loud enough that if you're in my direct direction, it's like being behind a Boeing 767 jet engine. You're going to lose some permanent hearing if I get loud. And I was loud. I was loud enough that the walls, I'm sure, were vibrating in that part of the airport. Because I wanted everybody within striking distance to know they're getting fried. And by the way, they're taking your terahertz data and they're downloading it into a central database. Did you know that? And do you know that they can get a drone that could go 500 meters over your house or put in a pole on the side of a freeway while you were going at 70 miles an hour? And they can tell your identity from your terahertz scan and they know what seat in the damn car you're sitting in or whether you're on a toilet in the house from 500 to 1,000 meters. Did you know that? And you can be going 70 miles an hour.
That is purely excessive right there.
Now, if you don't think, with Bitcoin going astronomical, and now the IRS and the European community forcing identification and wanting name, address, phone numbers, no, they don't want those. They want your 666. First 6 is your HLA haplotype, your GPS coordinates, and all the other opening code for all your other information. And if you think I'm an idiot, I know not some of it. I know all of it. And I'm not cruel, so I'm not going to tell you everything I know, because I don't want to cause a massive amount of cardiac arrest. But you numbskulls out there, you better listen up. When I tell you, you're getting fried inside your house with all these smart appliances, and if you ever turn them on, and remember now, everything in the last 10 years from every single manufacturer, your new stove, your new refrigerator, your new hair dryer, is all going to chip to talk back to your smart meter. Every damn one of them. Isn't that crazy? And they can turn the sucker off remotely So you're not doing your laundry except after 11. You think I'm making this up? Guess what? Let's go toe-to-toe intellectually, and I'm going to give you an intellectual beating of your life.
Non-attorney paid spokes.
And welcome back. So, here's a couple of... if you go through our diagnostics and therapeutics under to purchase by sale, I think we're going to make a special subcategory just for less EMF because there's so much stuff. Blocking materials you put in your home, clothing you can wear, meters you can put in your house and find out where the hell the really bad electric pollution is. And there's three things that are going to do it. Number one, if you have a microwave or an induction stovetop, for God's sake, get the hell out of your house. And don't turn the microwave on. At least it doesn't give microwave radiation when it's not on. But the induction stovetop is frying you even when the sucker's turned off. Remember, any dimmer switch you have in your house is a potential generator of electro pollution. And if you're going to have these little lights, LED lights, which I put in, saved at $1,100 in power, you got to have stetcherizer plug-ins in your electrical circuits, because even though the magnetic field is pollution, is up about a foot from the light in your ceiling, 10 feet up, there's a pollution that backtracks through the wiring, goes all over your house. So you're being fried by your power-saving LED lights unless you have stetcherizer plug-ins, which is easy as hell to do, but you got to get them through less EMF. So tell us about this, because I saved $1,100. Our bill was average $1,600 to $1,700 a month. It dropped to under $500, to almost $400 and change, just by changing our hall lights, our kitchen lights, and so on, to all the LED. But guess what? I got a pack, a hell of a lot of these stetcherizers plugged everywhere. And I can walk around with my stetcher meter and see where you're getting so many spikes of, you know, low-frequency current surges. And that's what's cooking you. They go, bam, and hit your poor cells. And your telomeres go, oh, that hurt. But they don't have pain receptors. They're not going to tell you. By the way, you're rattling your brain cells, your cardiac cells, and your blood vessel walls. Don't worry. It'll be over soon because you'll be dead or sick as hell. People say, Dr. Deagle, my doctor doesn't say that. Your doctor doesn't know a squat. He wouldn't know if he was dying from electro pollution when it causes Alzheimer's disease and autism in mothers or cardiac calcification. He wouldn't have the faintest clue of the chemistry or physics of how this even happens. He is not even interested in the meters, will tell him, because there is no taste or smell receptors for electro pollution, is there?
That there is not. All we have are these meters.
Right. You know, I really think, you know, these no 4G theaters where they can make you, they have smell-o-vision, where they have these horrible smells, or they spray mist in your face and they rock the hell out of your seat. I think right. We need to come up with a line of less EMF, let's get real meters. How's that? The thing squeals like a piglet, you know, or it says, you're frying now, have a nice day. Or it has a smell vision capsule you put in it, and you walk into an area that's a lot of bad electro pollution, and it starts to smell like a sewer pipe.
Wouldn't that be clever? Cool.
Cool. And just make a little interface and say, hey, it's called Let's Get Real Meters. And they'd either talk to you, or they'd smell, or they'd vibrate and feel like, oh, this is not good. Or they would do things that would kind of get your attention through your normal senses. So we have to do what's called sensory conversion. I watched a show last night about listening to distant galaxies on the Science Channel. And they have to bring the frequency down 10 times in order for it to hear the what's called the electromagnetic pulse coming from galaxies, distant galaxies. Because when a star collapses its end stage, it burps out radiation every so many minutes from these collapsed stars. And they're equivalent to hundreds of millions of nuclear weapons going off. And there's a range of frequencies, and because it's going through the void of dark matter and dark energy, there's a stretching of the frequency zone. Although they occur all at the same time, they're different frequency. The frequencies are transmitted differentially, so if they're, you know, 500 million light years away or whatever, they're going to go, well, the fact is these frequencies are frying up your DNA. Your body is a plasma body, and when you strike it with radiation that screws up the genetic epigenetic control, you're telling your genes, go to hell. It's the go to hell effect from electro pollution. You walk into a room and all of a sudden your body's, hey, I don't feel good. I feel tense. ask somebody the converse. When the power goes, they say, dear, you can't make supper tonight. No, I can't. But I think we got some dried food. But, dear, it's so peaceful. Why is it so peaceful? We can't watch Netflix. We got flashlights. That's about it. It's late at night. I don't hear the air conditioner on. But it's peaceful, dear. Why is it peaceful? It's because your freaking DNA is not being rattled by electrotoxins. Isn't that wild? You have a canopy you can put over your bed or a mat underneath it. And people are, why is this so good? Why do I feel peace? Because you're not being rattled to death by all the electrotoxins the power corporation is dumping into the ground. You have these dimmer switches in your house, all these other meters, and everybody else's house dumping back into the power grid that shoots back up the power lines into your home from all your neighbors and all of their smart meters. Let's think of it this way. You have billions of little birds chirping at the same cadence and frequency. Now, they discovered this about 200 years ago in Edinburgh, Scotland. And they're working on how to build bridges using rivets. And they discovered if the military forces walked over the bridge in cadence, like bump, bump, left, right, it ripped the crap out of the bridge. But if they walked out of cadence over the bridge was just fine. And I've presented this, and I tell people I know how to make a technology to turn off earthquakes. So every day you'd have hundreds of microquakes instead of a Mayer figure. Every 300 years, it'll tell you. And what it is similar to noise-canceling headphones. If you have giant waves from billions of little birdies, all these electronic things, which are step-down transformers and LED lights and everything, all chirping at specific frequencies, they build what's called giant waves in the electromagnetic grid. That's really bad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Really bad. Because it hits your telomeres and your gene ion channel says, you know, it says, let's say your cell needs selenium. I need selenium. Your cell's talking to itself, right? And then all of a sudden you get this, bam, no, you're going to have, you know, some transuranic mineral. Absorb that toxin. Hey, you need uranium. You don't need selenium. Here's some uranium. Have a nice day. It's like going along and the kid's there and he wants a piece of bubble gum or a soda and say, hey, go take the cigar. Just go over there and smoke, kid. You never had a smoke before? Smoke it up. You'll enjoy it. So it's going to kill the kid. He'll be coughing his head off, bleeding and everything, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. And the population doesn't understand it. And, of course, they won't know until human beings are sterile, transsexual, we call Lilliputianized. Remember this movie that's coming out the day after Christmas called Downsizing? We've talked about it already because Lowell Ponte is one of the Hollywood reviewers of movies. And downsizing is an idiot idea where, hey, we're going to save the planet because we're going to downsize everybody to under 10 inches. How about downsizing these frigging globalist maniacs that set up these power grids and allow power corporations not to reduce their pollution and want smart grid and smart meters so some ass in North Korea, which, by the way, make the WannaCry virus. You heard about that yesterday? The North Koreans, we got Kim Jong-un, this guy looks like if somebody took a pin, he's so fat, he's going to pop. Okay? I don't know what he's eating. Maybe he's importing in by a special jet, Big Macs or something. But he's got that, oh, yeah, my WannaCry kill you. It costs something like, you know, $40 billion of damage and killed people because it messed up with hospital records. People died because of this. Well, guess what? Every day the power corporation is killing you with a smart grid. Some sub guy in Bulgaria in his basement can hack in and destroy the power grid and kill you. If you're on a monitor, if you're in a hospital, or if you've got medical records, they destroyed billions of dollars of records and control systems. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Pretty nasty. Now, I bring on the program, and I talk about some of the stuff I know, I bring on people actually inside CENTCOM, inside the Pentagon, inside Homeland Security. Most of them are not ballsy enough to come on their name, but I did get Jason Burgess. Yeah, he was at least temporarily brave enough to do that, and I can't get him back on. He was on about 3.5 months ago talking about North Korea. But you got a North Korea on the side of your freaking house called a smart meter. You have a North Korea on the side of your head because you're talking to your mama or your wife or husband. You got a North Korea when you're turning on your induction stovetop and your ovaries or your testicles are inches from the radiation coming off the sucker. you got a North Korea when you're watching the tray spin around in the microwave, and it's spinning around your DNA too. Pretty crazy, hey?
Yeah.
So you got lots. Don't worry. You don't need to have the smirk and obese maniac, Jim Jong-un. We got lots of stuff that's cooking us already. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. We have the morphogenetic field machine. I want to talk about that in this break. This little device is a combination of a couple things. It literally generates a frequency that we can pump through a little antenna about 6 inches across or a smaller one. So we have two prices. You can plug it into a this little device into a MP3 player like from your iPhone or iPad. You can actually generate frequency. You can pump it to a vibrasonic, into a microcurrent device like Accutron, or a laser device that generates harmonic resonant frequencies. You can generate music, because I actually have got the actual musical tones and what's called a DNA harmonic scale, because there actually is a healthy DNA harmonic scale, and I call it the plasma scale of harmonic radiation. And the numbers were worked out by Linus Pauling, so I actually have the harmonic resonant frequency numbers of the plasma atomic resonance of every mineral and every enzyme in your body that is cued by that mineral. So every single gene in your body is controlled by the harmonic resonance of a mineral like molybdenum, zinc, copper, etc. The discovery that I made is land-breaking. This is the final key to the harmonic resonance of the quantum, what's called telomeric harmonic resonance of all life forms. It doesn't matter if it's a human cell or a microorganism like protozoa. It doesn't matter what it is. All living things work through the plasma physics of a harmonic resonance. And when you pollute the body, you screw up through what's called a resonant DNA, the informational model of what you are or anything else is. So there's four reasons why we're having what's called the bee-pocalypse. The bees are dying. You know, we call it the disappearance of the bees. I've had bee experts on, like one lady up in Los Angeles a few years ago, and I'll get her back on. But people need to understand there's four reasons why. Number one, neonicotinoid pesticides that give you Beheimer's disease. So if you're a bee, you don't want to get Beheimer's. Number two, probably even more important because it's more prevalent, is electropollution. You know how bees navigate? Sean, do you know how bees navigate?
I think you've told me before, but it's...
Well, I'm going to tell you. They do a little figure eight dance where they see the position of the sun. But bees, because they get magnetite in their little bee brain, they can actually see the harmonic resonant, what's called a morphogenetic field, of what we call the magnetronic or geostationary field of the Earth's magnetic and gravitational flux field. They can actually see the structure of time-space geographically in the Earth. That's how they can navigate between the position of the sun and the actual resonant field of the Earth. So it has an architecture like looking at the side of a mountain or a valley or whatever. And when you scramble our little bee brain with wind towers, cell phone towers, the little bee looks and says, holy crap, I can't find out where the hell I'm going. I know where the sun is, but my little bee butt can't do the right dance to tell the other bees how to get back to home. And if they get out there and get lost, they just kind of fall. So those little bees doing millions of trips back and forth to bring honey back to the hive, or vitamin B5, which is, the royal jelly, transforms a regular bee from a sterile kind of drone into a queen bee that can reproduce. The bee colony dies. So, Einstein made the statement, if bees go, you got 4 years of gruel and then you die. So we're heading quickly because of Beeheimer's, which the primary cause is neonicotinoid and pesticides. It's only one area in Europe where they're using this stupid stuff and stopping it. It's Beeheimer's disease caused by electropollution. Now, the third and fourth things are, you run the bees across the country and you expose them to you know, trimethyltin anhydrides from toxic diesel fuel, and you tire them out, and you push them through time zones, and you don't properly nourish them. No wonder little bees give up. They're like workers at Amazon. They're so exhausted, and they haven't been able to get to the bathroom in 2 hours, and their bladder is up, so if they lean forward, you can see a yellow line in their eyeballs. You know you're working for Amazon. Right? You know that yellow line says, the old story about somebody being pissed off? How about being pissed on? They're actually so full of urine that they have a yellow line in their eyeballs. Or they're so full of stool, they're full of, you know what I mean, and I'm not going to use the word, but they're full of fecal matter. And their muscles are so tired, and they probably haven't had a decent meal. They're eating some kind of beef burrito that's, you know, like it got fungus on it because it's been sitting in their lunch boxes yesterday, and they can't get time off. Right? Well, that's what's happening to the poor bees. But the worst thing globally is electrotoxins. It's telling the bee, how will this be? Forget about the world. There's no more architecture to it. You can't find a hive. You're screwed, bee, and you're not going to make it home. You know these little movies they put out years ago about, you know, traveling home, about somebody at Christmas, like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? They should do a bee version of this, you know? Imagine two bees. One is John Candy, and the other was Martin. And the two bees, you know, you make their sounds, and you translate to human about all the different things trying to get back. And they realize they can't get home because of smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and cell towers. You can imagine it. I'm using this as a crazy metaphor, but you have to understand these organisms, when they die, they pollinate all of our good food. You know, people say, now, do you know what the Japanese are doing to respond to that? This is how twisted the Japanese are. They're making micro drones to pollinate their food with little robots. Pollinating micro drones. The size of
now, insects. Although that could be a solution, that goes right back into the Skynet theory.
Well, what LA is doing is putting up drones. What these guys are going to do first, say, drones are good. You know, I can order a drone for $1,000, and I'm an inventor. I mean, I was building solid fuel rockets and welding them together at 12, 13, 14. I was making all kinds of advanced weapons, like lanterns and other things, when I was an early teen. I'm a techie inventor. In fact, I'm going to send a package to the president on LaserNet interferometry, a final way of completely immunizing us against any missile attack. I'm making also a thing called a positron plasma ray technology. You make anti-hydrogen, which is basically antimatter hydrogen, in a little tank, and then you fire out this plasma beam, and it'll cut off any fire, turn off for a tornado, and knock out weather in the sky. Just aim it, like a little laser. Boom. That plasma beam, you can't even see it. And if a firefighter had one of these, like in their shoulder, just whip out their little plasma gun, bam, just cut the fire off like cutting out with power snips. Okay?
That seems like a great tool.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the patents this next year. People say, well, how smart are you, Deagle? I said, I don't know. Why don't you ask some questions and just find out? And I'm not doing this to show off. I'm doing this because I'm the answer man. I'm not the Wizard of Oz. I'm the Wizard of His. And what drives me nuts, totally bonker crazy, is people think, well, he's just psychotic. He's just a narcissist. No, I'm not. Because I'm a warthog for God. I screwed up big time, because if you're going to screw up, you might as well be really smart and really screw up. But I'm going to tell you, I didn't go to the dark side. I had the talents to be Darth Vader. But I stayed Anakin Skywalker. I got recruited from grade 11 and beat 7,000 people for a special scholarship to make plasma nuclear weapons. That's 1969. That's 48 years ago. If I had, the world would shiver if they knew what I could have developed. And believe me, I have the inventive mind to do it. That's what I'm going to tell you about electropollution. You are being cooked in your own skin. You know, they talk about these new type of Christmas things. Hey, you want a really good chicken? Put it in this deep fryer. And you can fry chicken. You'll never have chicken so good in your life. Well, guess what? You are being fried people inside your own skin, and you don't need a deep fryer. The deep fryer is your cell phone and your Wi-Fi network and your cell phones and your Gwen towers and everything. You'll be in deep fried electrotoxin pollution. Isn't that crazy? Mm-mm, yeah. Good, man. when Satan and his minions want to eat you, you're going to taste absolutely good to the bone. Good to the bone. You know that old song, the thing from, what's the name of the group? Bad to the Bone. You're going to be good to the bone, man. You're going to taste yippee. You'll say, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I said, no, I'm not. The human race is doomed. My doctor, colleague, Dr. William Ray from the Dallas Environmental Health Center says, and he's a cardiology surgeon, top guy in the world in the environmental stuff, most advanced technology in history. He said, Bill, I know what you're saying is true. I'm presenting next year on Fukushima, 7 years after Fukushima Daiichi to the Academy. He said, Bill, you know what? The environmental doctors believe that we're a tiny fraction. Everybody thinks we're fools, and we're getting sterile, transgenic, being fried with everything, but believe it or not, the sickest, sneakiest pollution is one you can't taste or smell. It's called electropollution. Go to our shop by products, go to Less EMF, check it out, call them, call Sean, talk to the guys there, ask their questions, and to find out, you are going to be like a deep-fried chicken. It's going to taste so good this Christmas, but you're being deep-fried by your cell phone and your induction stovetop cooker. Believe it or not.
Quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love. NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.